Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Riverina News. Another bumper crowd is likely at the Murrumbidgee Turf Club today for one of the biggest events on Wagga's social calendar. Thousands are expected trackside for the running of the Gold Cup. Tim Donnelly will be hoping to become the first local trainer in 26 years to take out the $200,000 main race. And he's a real chance with his runner Cliff House, one of the favourites. Wodonga sprinter The Prodigal Son won yesterday's Wagga Town Plate. A state cabinet meeting is being held this morning to discuss a royal commission into domestic violence, while the federal government's set to launch an ad campaign next month, focusing on the harms caused by misogyny online. It'll include a new tool which will allow parents to see the kind of social media content that might be filling their children's feeds. Meanwhile, here's more evidence we need a more equitable share of domestic violence support in the bush. ACM's crunched the numbers from Boxer to reveal the state's worst hotspots for reported DV assaults, with regional areas making up 48 of the top 50. Five of those are in our patch, Narrandera and Leeton coming in at numbers 11 and 16. And the DPI's lifted its statewide varroa mite control order, a move beekeepers have been waiting almost 2 years for. They'll still have to notify any further incursions of the pest and control it as per biosecurity provisions. At least 27 incursions have been detected across the Riverina since June 2022, with about half occurring in the Griffith area. A Wagga athlete could run, swim and ride her way to becoming the first Aussie professional women's Ironman champion when the race gets underway in Port Macquarie on Sunday. Radka Karlefeldt is the event's top-seeded female competitor, and after just missing out on last year's win, organiser Craig Hayden's tipping she'll be looking for redemption.
She'll be looking to try and get herself on the top step, and we've got a couple of other who'll be hot on her heels and trying to make sure she doesn't have it all her own way on Sunday.